Welcome to Arts and Ideas in the Air, Under the Tent, and Around Baltimore, your daily podcast briefing of all the goings ons, ins, and arounds Baltimore. So, today we had our announcements. Don't think there were that many announcements. I missed some of it, though. But, oh, yes, there'll be a creative, writing class on Friday. I believe there'll be solar workshop printing this week. I'm not sure when. There'll be a 5 to 7 year old check-in meeting on Wednesday. So that's the last of our student check-in meeting. So if you're 5 to 7 years old and listening to this, well, bravo. Wouldn't expect it, but that's fantastic. Be under the big tent at noon or tune in online on the, probably the JC voice channel. We've got our usual lineup of history class discussion today going on right now and a history class presentation on Wednesday. I don't know what the topic will be. We have school meeting tomorrow, as usual. We got article club on Friday, a surveillance state article. And that's mostly what we have scheduled. We've got some kids swinging on the swing and running around the field and building a fort under the tree, fallen tree. So that's all good. So this is a beautiful day. A little, just slightly cool. Oh, also, we have a movie night scheduled for this Saturday. I believe the movie's supposed to start 7, maybe gather around 6:30. So we'll see how that goes. I believe the movie is Onward. Alrighty. So if you've seen that movie, don't spoil it for anyone else. I have seen that movie and, I enjoyed it. It was good. It is fall now. I see several trees turning leaf colors. Our trees on our property seem generally still pretty green, although some of them are starting to yellow. But, so far our field is pretty clear of leaves. We'll see what happens, huh? The falling of the leaves. I love the fall. All right. So, I guess that's about all today of the goings-ons that I know about. Well, I should really find out more stuff about what's going on. So, that leaves Millions Monday. So, what am I going to talk about today? Well, as it happens, I am looking for a house to purchase near the school. It's looking, like we found a great little place that we just put an offer in today, and we'll see if it gets accepted. It's apparently a really, really crazy process, and we're going full steam ahead, and we'll just see where that goes. Hopefully, it goes well, but we'll know in a couple days. Anyway, it inspired me to think about, if one of these mega billionaires wanted to buy up all the houses in Baltimore, could they? So that sounds like a great guesstimation to me. So, first off, how many people in Baltimore? Well, 600,000. How many people in a household? Let's say 3 on average. Some people live alone, maybe just 2. Some people have a lot of kids. There are apartments and stuff, so I'm just going to say like 200,000 homes in Baltimore. I'm just going to say that. Now, how much does a home go for? Well, looking around, the price varies. Mount Washington, where I currently live in an apartment, easily 300,000 to 400,000. But where I'm looking here in Walterson, it's more like 200,000. Seems to be kind of a average price. Of course, there are other parts of Baltimore where you might even get paid to take a building. So it can vary quite a bit. I'm going to go with 200,000. So 200,000 homes and $200,000 for the purchase price. So how much is that? How much would you need? Well, we have, so the way I, well, it's 200,000 squared basically. Now that's 2 with 5 zeros kind of trailing behind it, right? So if you multiply it together, instead of 5 zeros, you get 10 zeros. And the 2 becomes just 2 times 2. So it looks like 4 with 10 zeros behind it. And that is $40 billion. So, yeah. Mr. Bloomberg, instead of trying to buy an election, could just buy Baltimore. So there you go. Of course, it doesn't factor in the fact that as soon as someone tried to do it, all the prices would go up. And of course, most likely, you're probably talking about just, 10% of the houses being for sale in any given year. If you think of sort of a average turnover rate of 10 years. So, it'd just be $4 billion a year if no one knew what you were doing. So, there you go. The secret plan to buy up Baltimore. You heard it here first on Millions Monday. All right, have a good day, and I'll see you all later.